I'm going to introduce our, can you fix this mic a little bit? I'm going to introduce what we're going to be doing for the next 50 days, and we're going to be going through this book, Journey. This was actually a second year project, and there is a pastor's prayer meeting that I'm a member of, and it's all the senior pastors of the international churches in Hong Kong. We get together once a month to pray, and during one of those meetings, we thought it would be good to do a devotional during Lent. And most of us, as evangelicals, we have no idea what Lent is, so I'm going to explain a little bit today. And then during this time, we're going to be using this devotional to have our morning devotion. And this morning, Brian is going to lead us off, and your leaders have signed up these next 50 days to go through it. But yesterday actually was the beginning of Lent, and it was what we call Ash Wednesday. And Ash Wednesday is the official beginning or the ceremony of coming into Easter. And then what they would typically do is on Ash Wednesday, they would take the from Palm Sunday, which is before the Passion Week, they would take the leaves, and every family, this is a while back, they would take the leaf of the palm, and they would actually fix it into a cross. And from Palm Sunday, you'd actually hang that in your house to commemorate Christ's sacrifice. On Ash Wednesday, which was yesterday, you would take that palm and you would burn it. And you'd use it as an ash. And it was kind of like this prayer incense offering to God. And so that begins the season of Lent, which goes from yesterday all the way through the Passion Week and a few days after Easter. And so, obviously, maybe you guys read the Ash Wednesday devotional, but today is Thursday, February 14th, which is actually Valentine's Day. And so happy Valentine's Day to all our married couples. Hopefully there's still romance in your life. If not, then you can create romance tonight. And then for all the dating couples, you just wait, okay, until you get married. And so, that's a nice way of saying it. And so today, Brian's going to come up. And generally what we're going to do is we want you to read the devotional, and then Brian's going to come, wherever the speaker is going to actually go through it as well, and then add his or her two cents to kind of their own thoughts on the devotional and the passage. And this year, we're going through the book of Luke. I think last year, I think we went through the book of Matthew, if I recall. And so now we're going to go through the book of Luke. And then we're going to have our typical prayer time afterwards. So if you don't have a book, you need to get one. And so Bonnie has some in the back. If you don't have one, you could buy it for $10, so quite cheap. If you left it at home, then you can just borrow one for today, okay? So just go to the back and just grab from Bonnie whatever you need to do. Right, but make sure you buy one. We have a lot left. And buy some for your friends. All right, so with that much, okay, let's welcome Brian up to the front.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm really happy that I get to start this thing off for us. And I guess to begin with that, I guess let's just start in a word of prayer. Dearly Father, I just thank you for allowing us to have a few days of rest, and that we're able to restore our bodies, and just be able to spend time with friends and family, and that I just pray that at this time you just open our hearts, and that to receive your word, and I just pray that you use me to speak through speak to the group here, and I just just pray for your covering during this time, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I guess I'll just read the passage here. So I'm doing Thursday, February 14th, right? That is today. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you do at Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There was also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian.' When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. He went to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. They were astounded at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, 'Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.' When the demon had thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, 'What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and out they come.' And a report about him began to reach every place in the region. After leaving the synagogue, he entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve them. As the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Demons also came out of many, shouting, 'You are the Son of God.' But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. At daybreak he departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowds were looking for him. When they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving, but he said to them, 'I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose.' So we continue proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea." Amen. I guess the devotion would be, in recent years of rapid development in technology and telecommunication, almost everyone owns a mobile phone. People can communicate with each other anytime, anywhere. However, back in the years when mobile phones were not so popular, people had to wait until they got home from school or work to use their phones. Waiting was inevitable. Likewise, Israelites had to spend years of waiting to celebrate the year of Jubilee, which only came once every 50 years. To those under oppression, poverty, and captivity, the year of the Jubilee, which signified freedom and deliverance, would bring them the hope of life. Jesus was exactly in the situation where people in society were oppressed and they were longing for change. Jesus proclaimed to the people at the time, "The prophecy of Isaiah has come true. To every follower of Jesus, there is no longer the need to wait for decades to be free, because the moment they are willing to accept Jesus and believe in him, the blessings of the year of Jubilee will come upon them and their spirit will be freed from captivity. The year of the Jubilee is no longer once in 50 years. It is anytime, anywhere, as long as you are willing." Okay, I guess when I read this devotion, my first reaction is, why is he talking about the year of the Jubilee? There was no reference of the word Jubilee at all, right? I really had no idea what he was talking about. And then I had to study this, the passage, and the reference of the Jubilee was in the first part of the scripture. The sentence really is, "To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor," right? And so basically what the Jubilee is basically every 7 years, land was supposed to be put to rest. So you weren't supposed to harvest it or do any work to it, and that the previous year's crops would feed you for that 1 year. And the Jubilee year was every seven Sabbaths of years. So basically 7 times 7, so you have 49. So the 50th year is known as the Jubilee year. And basically what at the time people referenced the Jubilee year as a time of atonement where the original landowners would be given back their land. So if you had sold it, you'd be given it back to you. So if, let's say you got a raw deal in the early, you sold it and somebody gave you very little money for it. It was highly undervalued. After 50 years, you get it back. So it was viewed as a time of restoration and atonement, right? And also, like, slaves were released at that time. So that's why I found out. And I guess there's some relevance now that I did some study on it. And, you know, and the correlation here was that the atonement for us was bought by the blood of Jesus, and that there's only two ways of not receiving it back. So let's say for example in their times with the land, there's two ways of not getting back your land. One was ignorance of your rights. So you just didn't know that you were allowed to have your land back. And second was your unwillingness to claim it. Right? So I guess the correlation for the passage here was that our right to living a free life and a life of authority is hindered by two things, really. It's really by our unknowing, our us not understanding our right and of living a free life, and one that is supported by the authority of Jesus, and the second would be our unwillingness to claim it, meaning possibly like us denying ourselves the right by people telling us or Satan telling us something that's not true. Are you on the right path here? Yeah. Right. So I guess. As far as something that in reflection, is there anything that hinders you from receiving the blessings of the year of Jubilee? For me, a lot of times I think in terms of fairness, of all the things that I've done and how I equate things that I deserve. And everlasting life and all the benefits of being a Christian just doesn't feel like something I deserve, right? So for me, one of the biggest hindrances is that, to a certain extent, I would rather that we had to do works. In my head, it makes a lot more sense if I had to just to work for it. But in God's economy, like I just had the revelation, is like when we approach it in the sense that we have to work for eternity and salvation, it really undervalues, it cheapens his death. It really cheapens it. And for me, that's been a revelation to me with this passage. And secondly, how can you act out or reveal the blessings of fulfillment of the year of Jubilee in your community or group? I think that for me, one of the revelations is that, you know, when you know that you are the rightful owner of something, you move in a position of authority. And I was thinking about Muhammad Ali, and that when he goes into a ring, like for the most part, he looks like he's going to win. He goes in there, he's going into a battle, but he goes in there as if he's already won, right? And for me, the revelation was, you know, we have to move in a place of authority, and that we have to know that we are in a position of power, right? And for me, like the reflection on this question was that, yeah, we just gotta really have our actions flow in the way that that we are the rightful owners of salvation, right? And that, you know, and with that comes authority. So I guess with that, I'll just end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for establishing the year of Jubilee. Thank you also for letting Jesus come into this world to bring forth the blessings of the year of Jubilee into people's lives anytime and anywhere. Give us a willing heart to receive the blessings of the year of Jubilee promised by Jesus, and also give us strength to share these blessings among people around us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's spend a moment and let's just pray for ourselves, and especially what Brian shared about. This is talking about the year of Jubilee. Everything is restored. Let's take a moment to reflect on Jesus and his sacrifice for us, that we don't have to wait 50 years, that the Bible says this is the year of the Lord's favor. That wasn't just referring to our time, just a year. It was referring to an age. It's the year of the Lord's favor. And so let's just take a time and let's just thank God for sending His Son to us. That because of Jesus, this is not a 50-year time. Every day We get to receive forgiveness, restoration, right? Everything, restitution that is due us in God. And let's just spend time, let's pray and ask and just thank the Lord for that. Let's go to our prayer, community prayer focus. Let's pray for those that are sick, dealing with different diseases and going through chemotherapy. There's been a lot of improvement on many people on the list. And so let's really continue to thank God and continue to press in. Remind you to continue to pray for Vince. The Chongs, this is our missionaries in China, and this is their brother-in-law who's in Texas. And he's been in this situation for a while. Let's really press in and pray that he would find a match soon. And in that as well, we're actually doing a blood drive here at SP fairly soon. And so maybe one of us could be a match. Who knows? And then it's just good to donate blood anyway. And so let's just lift up our friends here on the list and ask God's hand to be with them. Let's pray for our community that's ill, but even more than that, that needs to know Jesus. Let's pray the revelation of God would come in their life, that God would bring people into their life, that they would minister to them effectively. Let's also pray for that healing, and let the healing be a testament to God's working in their lives, and they would fall on their knees and follow Jesus. Let's lift them up. Let's pray for our community that are saved and ill. Let's ask God to bring healing word over their lives and that they will continue to trust God for their life. Let's pray for our community that are still looking for work. Let's pray for God's hand to be with them. The hand of the Lord would minister. Just note, there's a couple of people that just got jobs recently. You'll notice Dennis is not on the list, and he's working. And Rachel just got a job as well. So really praise God. Your prayers are making impact. And so let's continue to pray for the rest of our body. Let's go to our mission prayer focus, and let's pray this morning for North Korea. Pray for Chris, Kim, his family. Pray for their whole ministry community there. Pray for more open doors. There's actually quite a few workers waiting in China to get in. So let's ask God to open those doors for visas and jobs and just an opportunity to minister in NK. Let's pray for South Korea as well. Let's pray for our future church plant, that God would just till the field. Let's pray for Japan. Pray for Pastor Mitsunobu in Kobe. Ask God's hand to be with him and his church. And pray for more connections as well through SP in Japan. Let's pray. Let's pray for our church ministries. Let's lift up IP, the Well and Cascade. Let's ask God to minister to our friends and really use them powerfully, especially as they sit on the front lines. Let's pray especially Cascade is having their training as they welcome in new ministers. Let's pray for really effective times and a whole new breed, a new group of ministers would rise up. Let's just lift them up. Let's also pray for our hospitality ministries, our welcoming and our barista. Let's pray for God's hand to be with our leaders. Pray for Leanne, who leads the welcoming, and for Jeanette, who's taking over the barista ministry. Pray that she would take it to a whole nother level. Let's pray for all the volunteers. They would serve with joy, and that everyone that comes to SP, they would always be welcome with a warm smile and a warm handshake and just a wonderful greeting by our members. Let's pray. Let's pray for the Hong Kong Korean Church, our mother church. Pray for Pastor Choi and pray for spiritual growth. Pray for unity in that church, that God would just continue to unite them and that they would just really be a place for many Koreans to come and meet with God. Let's lift up. We just skipped to number 5 since House Church is off this week. Let's pray for the anniversary weekend. Pray for Pastor Danny and Pastor Julie as they make their way here from New Jersey. Pray for logistics. Pray for favor of the Lord upon their life and that God would just really meet with them in a very special way. Let's just ask Holy Spirit to just cover us the whole weekend with our banquet and especially the couples seminar and other people seminar, the single seminar. Pray God would just really move upon us and just really unite us together. Let's just lift up the whole weekend before the Lord. Thank you. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for a reminder, God, of your incredible goodness, God, in giving us your Son. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to always walk, God, in gratitude for all that you've given to us already. And Father, watch over us the rest of this day. Help us to continue to be in prayer, God, as your word says, pray without ending, God, at all times, Lord. And so we ask, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord, to carry out your will this day. Thank you, Lord, so much, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.